It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She's with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. She's also with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. We're going to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month for the month, and it's the month of May. And they've got a lot of fun things planned and, you know, a contest that's going on. We're going to talk about that as well. Amanda, thank you for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love coming into your studio.
Anytime you want to come in and talk, let's talk, because this is an important one.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Mental Health Awareness Month, and we were kind of talking before we came on the air, and what is the reason? And because usually when they have these awareness months, there's a reason they put them in that month.
Sure.
And we were talking about the month of May. So why the month of May for mental health awareness?
So I think that the focus for Mental Health Awareness Month being in May is because we're coming out of those winter months, right? We've all heard the terminology beat the winter blues or winter blues, and that seasonal depression that sometimes hits us because winter is so long. And when our days get longer and the weather starts to get warmer, we're coming out more. And so now is more it's more prevalent than ever to focus on that self-care.
And I would think, too, that with everything that's gone on in the last year or so, self-care and mental health is really important this time. Are you having lots of people call and ask questions about things like that, or...
Not me particularly, you know, because we have great partners that people reach out to, you know, Four Corners being one of them, in that when people are feeling those depression symptoms and anxiety symptoms, they do have those resources to reach out to. I do feel like with the pandemic and things that we've gone through over the year, and we have talked a lot about self-care and what it means and why it's so important. And what we've come to learn is that if we don't focus on our self-care, Dave, then our body is going to force us to concentrate on our self-care, right? If we're not focusing on us and making sure that we are feeling good, our body's going to get tired. We're going to get sick. We're going to have a suppressed immune system that opens us up to other things. So focusing on our self-care is truly important.
And we've talked about the fact, and I've done it. I do it all the time. Something as simple as sitting in your car for 2 minutes when you get home before you walk in the house is self-care.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Or, you know, screaming at the top of your lungs, or going on a road trip, or just a drive by yourself. All of that constitutes as self-care. And your definition of self-care is going to be different than my self-care. And that's fine, because that doesn't mean that your self-care is any better or any less than what I would choose for self-care.
All right. Now, you guys have come up with a really cool contest down there. It's called the Self-Care Selfie Challenge.
Yes.
Let's get into that and talk about the different kinds of self-care that there are, and how people can be involved in this one.
Sure. So overall, there are like 9 different strategies to self-care. For our purpose, we wanted to simplify it just so that we can gain the participation, but we're going to focus on 4 elements of self-care. And those elements are the emotional and spiritual self-care, physical self-care, environmental self-care, and social self-care. Now, for the month of May, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties, in conjunction with the Southeast Utah Health Department, are going to be putting 4 banners in all 3 counties. So they'll be the same banners, but in all 3 counties. And each banner has a different self-care strategy and some examples of what would fall under that self-care. So what we're doing is encouraging our community to take pictures of themselves performing their self-care, whether it's listed on the banner or not, and to scan the QR code that's on the banner, or to send it through Facebook Messenger to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, Grand Counties to enter for a chance to win a grand prize. You can enter multiple times a day. You can do different types of self-care. If you take a walk in the morning and then a walk in the evening, take a selfie both times, send it to the Hope Squad, or to scan the QR code, which emails me, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. And it's all month long, and the ultimate grand prize is a survival kit, a self-care survival kit, and it's going to be chock full of all the goodies.
And some of those goodies, we were talking about the fact that here in Carbon County, you're going to have different prize packages for every county.
Each county, county specific, yes.
And here in Carbon County, it's going to be based around like our bike trails and our ATV trails and those kinds of things. And in Grand County, there's going to be an adventure guide. I mean, you've got plenty of things that are going on in this. So if people want to get more information, where's the best place to find it?
I'm going to be posting it on the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties this weekend so that everybody can gear up. The contest will begin on May 3rd, which is the first Monday, but it'll run throughout the whole month. So, you know, get those selfies taken. We want to focus on what is strong, what is not, what is wrong, right? We know that in the world, there is a lot of crappy stuff going on. And so let's focus on what we can do and how we can better ourselves instead of externalizing what's going on in the world, right? It is not selfish to take care of yourself. Self-care is not selfish. And so by doing the self-care selfie challenge, we're turning the lens on ourselves. We're bringing it back to us, because this last year and a half, we have spent so much time focusing on the outside world and how the pandemic has affected everybody else. Let's turn the lens on us and let's focus on our own healing and our own self-care.
All right. And what are some other ways that people can kind of, without, you know, getting out and maybe doing stuff, just small things,
absolutely,
small things that people can do to kind of help their own mental health and have some self-care?
Sure. So we chose the terminology self-care selfies because there's a study out there or whatnot that has broken down selfie, and that's sleep, exercise, light from the sun, fun, interactions with others, and eating well. That is the breakdown of a selfie.
And that's really, those are key to making sure that you're taking care of yourself and doing all of those things. So, and they're very easy ways of doing this.
They're elementary ways, right? Just the basics. If you could just perform the basic self-care of getting enough sleep, drinking your water, I'm telling you, the more water you drink, you're gonna notice your skin looks better, your hair looks better, and your mental state is gonna be better because you're hydrating all of those muscles and all of those organs that absolutely need that H2O to function correctly, and it's going to do wonders for your mental health. So just drinking your water is self-care.
And remember, once again, it's going to be self-care selfie challenge starts Monday, May 3rd. Go on their Facebook page, get all the information that you can, and get out there and do what you're doing. And some of you may already be doing these things.
I hope so.
So get out and enjoy yourself, and you know what? Take care of yourself. And if people have questions or anything, can they get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
My phone number is 435-636-1153. You can email me at amcintosh@utah.gov, or you can hit me up through the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand County's Facebook page. I'm always available.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Southeastern Utah Health Department and the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery and Grand Counties. Thank you so much for coming in today. And we appreciate everything you guys do down there.
Thanks, Dave. We're all working pretty hard down there.
Very good. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.